USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is on his state visit to Britain. There have been cheering crowds and protesters as well. But the president says all he saw was love and spirit.
There were thousands of people cheering. I did see a small protest today when I came, very small. So a lot of it is fake news, I hate to say.
But there were thousands of protesters gathered in London's government district, not far from where the president was meeting with British leader Theresa May. They had large signs, a baby Trump balloon, and a statue of him sitting on a golden toilet with a cell phone. There's been another computer breach at a medical testing company. LabCorp says personal and financial data were exposed. CNET's Laura Hotella.
7.7 million consumers were affected, but it looks like a much smaller subset, about 200,000 consumers, had financial information exposed.
This is USA Radio News.
Android 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine, but thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
A delegation from Mexico will meet at the White House on Wednesday over President Trump's tariff threats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says his caucus doesn't support new tariffs against Mexico.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says if Mexico does more to crack down on the flow of migrants across the border into the U.S., this could all be avoided.
I think if they are able to help us along this border, there will be no tariffs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hopeful President Trump will change his mind.
He makes these threats, and then he backs off when he sees the danger.
The president has floated the idea of declaring a second national emergency in order to implement new tariffs. Former Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson now faces 11 charges for his response, or lack thereof, to the February 2018 shooting massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite assurances the Senate will refuse to consider the matter, Democrats in the House are continuing to push legislation that will give citizenship to illegal migrants. John Clemens reports.
The bill lacks border security measures that the Trump administration has long demanded as part of any major immigration reform. Representative Debbie Lasko of Arizona says it's a crisis at the southern border, with an average 4,500 people apprehended a day.
At this rate, CBP will apprehend over 1.6 4 million people in just 1 year. That is more than the last recorded official population of the city of Phoenix.
I'm John Clemens.
A Democratic governor is calling for new gun control measures after a shooting incident last week. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he's calling for a special state legislative session on gun control in the aftermath of last week's mass shooting in Virginia Beach. Northam saying society must not accept gun violence as inevitable.
It is wrong that we now view these mass shootings as the normal. In fact, it is wrong that we view gun violence in general as the new normal.
On Friday, a public works employee killed 12 people at a municipal building before he was killed by police. His motive still isn't known. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.